It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The recently concluded CONCACAF Gold Cup soccer tournament is a battle for bragging rights as the best European football team in this region of the world. In recent years, the United States and Mexico have often ended up in the finals, and that would have been the case this year if it had not been for a feisty Jamaican team. The Reggae Boys, as they are known, upset the defending champion United States on its home turf in Atlanta 2-1, due in large part to the play of their goaltender, Ryan Thompson, who happens to be the starting goalie for the Pittsburgh Riverhounds of the third-tier United Soccer League. Unfortunately, Mr. Thompson and Jamaica lost to Mexico in the championship game in Philadelphia, but it's been quite a ride for this young man who just rejoined the Riverhounds for practice this morning and is with us now in studio. Ryan Thompson, congratulations. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much.
You were not that well known on the international soccer scene before a couple of weeks ago when a head injury to Jamaica's starting goalkeeper forced you into the final group stage game against El Salvador, which Jamaica needed to win to top its group. Describe how nerve-wracking that was to be on the sidelines 1 minute thinking you may not play at all to then being thrust into a high-pressure situation like that.
Honestly, it was nerve-wracking. It was more anxiety. I was there preparing for my opportunity for weeks, months, years. I've been waiting for that moment just to get the chance on a big stage to go and showcase my talent. And again, unfortunately, it came because of an injury to Dwayne Miller. But again, I had a job to do, and I'm happy that I was able to go out there and express myself and get a job done for my country.
Is it easier maybe just to have to jump into a game like that as opposed to knowing that you're going to play and thinking about it the night before and the days before and maybe racking up the nerves that way?
It all depends. Because once you're sitting on the field and a goalkeeper is out there playing and he's playing well, there is so much pressure on you if he goes down to go out there and be able to pick up where he left off. And also on the other hand, when you know that you're going to play in a big game, of course, the jitters, the butterflies, the night before, the sleepless nights, you can't really eat because, you know, you're thinking about it. It's two ways, you understand? But again, it's all about being prepared and trying to control those emotions. And for me, thank God, again, I'm here talking to you. It's just a blessing that I was able to go out there and get the job done. And that's the most important thing, you know, just keeping the ball out of the net.
And how did you do that? I mean, how did you go in there, into the box and on your line, as they say for the goalies? You know, you're standing way back there and you're looking out at this field. So how do you take it all in, assess the situation and make it work for you?
It's years and years and years and years of preparation, you know, experiences. I know a lot of people might not know me on the international stage up until, you know, just recently, but I've been playing for many years. I've Champions League experience, Europa Cup experience. I had my first international game when I was 19. And before that, I was the number one keeper for the Jamaica under 20, number one goalkeeper for under 23. So it's years and years of playing. So that moment when all of that stuff happened, I was ready for it. It was just the stage was big and everyone was watching. And now people get to see what I'm capable of doing.
Is it harder for a soccer goalie than, say, a hockey goalie to stay focused? Because you can go for long stretches without touching the ball or even having it near you.
Honestly, I've never really played hockey before, but I'm a huge fan. I like watching it, and I really admire the work that especially the goalkeepers, just to be standing on skates and making saves. But one thing I realized with hockey, it's end-to-end action. It's non-stop action. So I would assume that it's easier for the goalkeeper to stay involved because it's constantly happening.
Right.
For a soccer goalkeeper, as you say, he could stay there. He could be in the goal for minute, like 20, 30 minutes, and you haven't touched the ball. And then suddenly, boom, a ball hit upper nine. You have to react to it, something. So mentally, I think it's tougher for me to stay in the game. But these are things after a while, you know, you get used to the position, you practice. It's all about being prepared, as I said to you.
So the tough part is you're standing there and the action's at the other end, and you've got to keep from saying, oh, you know, look at those people up there.
Exactly. You got to try to shut out the supporters, the other little things that's happening. Because sometimes your mind's stray, you know, it's like, oh my God, you really need this. Or you think of a family or something. But mentally, you got to make certain that you're in the game no matter what.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Ryan Thompson. He was the goaltender for Jamaica in their run to the Gold Cup final, and he is also the starting keeper for the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. If you have a comment for Ryan Thompson or Gada, your Twitter handle is at Gada01.
Yeah, Gada01, yeah.
Your number.
Yes.
And Gada is what? A nickname, obviously.
Yeah, it's funny. When I was much younger, around 14, my friends, in Jamaica, everybody got to get an alias, that's what we call it, a nickname. So because of my style of play, I was really, really aggressive in the goal. I'm fearless and stuff. They started calling, they looked for the worst name at the time to give to you. And they started calling me Godzilla. So growing up, I was known as Godzilla because I carried myself in the game, in the goal. You know, I wasn't afraid of anything. It could be a giant. I'm going in for that ball. If the ball is on his feet, I'm going. So, you know, I got that name Godzilla. But over the years, my game kind of softened up a little bit, and I started looking a little bit more refined. So it went from Godzilla to Gada, you know. And, you know, I started liking that name a little bit more. You know, gotta.
For those who don't follow soccer, we should explain that the goalie is the one player on the field who can touch the ball with his hands. Is that why you became a goalie?
No. To be honest, I started out as a striker or a winger. I always wanted to play out. I always liked to run and dribble players. That's a big part of my game. As you could see in the US game, I tried to dribble Johansson, but
it got into a little trouble doing that.
Yeah. But I do it and I get away with it all the time. But, you know, that's where I started out, playing on the outfield. And one day a friend came to me, and I was also a wicket keeper, you know, the catcher for baseball. In cricket, I was a wicket keeper.
Right, okay.
So we had some school games going on, and they had no goalkeeper. And my friends came up to me like, hey, Ryan, you're a wicket keeper. You should go and try out for a goalkeeper, you know? I'm like, okay, cool. And I went in just for a normal pickup game, and ever since I've been in the goal.
And look at you now. I'm guessing that beating the United States was probably the highlight of your career.
It is one of. You know, I've had some numerous experience, again, beating Partizan Belgrade in Belgrade in the Europa Cup final round to qualify for the group stage.
Red Star?
Partizan Belgrade.
Oh.
Hostile environment. And we beat them 2-1 there. I don't have my best game of my life there. And then to come here, do this in front of, 74,000 people beating America. Yeah, it is one of my highlights. And I'm a part of history for my country.
Did you really think, though, that you and Jamaica had a realistic chance of beating the heavily favored American squad? Yeah. I mean, I know you have to think that, you know, we can do this. But at the same time, you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, okay, I've got to pack my bags tonight, you know, get ready to check out of the hotel.
No, to be honest, we were very confident that we could get the job done. We recently played in the Copa America when we played against Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay, and we escaped. It was unfortunate that we didn't escape with a victory in that huge tournament, play against the best players in the world. And take nothing away from the United States team, they're a quality team. Again, but we also believe in our talent. When you look at our squad, 90% of our players been in professional leagues, played in English Premier League, played in the Championship, played in MLS right now. And for me, I'm the only one that plays in USL. But my history, I've won European titles before, and I've played in the Champions League and all that. So when you look at our team, it wasn't lack of talent. We had talent there. And it would be very unfortunate for a team to take us lightly. And if America did that in that day, they paid the price.
Could be. And yes, they did pay the price. And this is one of the things that tells you that, you know, you always hear about rumors that soccer might be fixed. But clearly, the promoters of this tournament wanted a Mexico-U.S. final, and it didn't happen. And again, due in large part to you, our guest, Ryan Thompson. So how has this experience changed your life? Are you getting calls now from MLS teams? Not that we want to lose you, but I have to think that your profile has been raised.
Well, again, I just got to hope for the best. Again, and you know, just wait and see what my agent brings forward. You understand? Again, I would love to have the opportunity to play at the highest level again. You understand? So, in the same breath, I love it here in Pittsburgh.
Good.
But at the end of the day, man, you know, you got to take care of your family. And you know, at the end of the day, bills got to pay and all that stuff. That's the most important part, you know.
We understand.
After football, there's life. And, you know, I love it here in Pittsburgh. I got to emphasize that.
What do you like about Pittsburgh, and what's it like being a pro athlete in this town?
I love the food more than anything. There's so many restaurants here. Oh, it's unbelievable. And apart from getting lost all the time driving, you know. But I love the food. The people here, they're so warm. And, you know, I could always live in a city where I could get along with people very well because I'm a people person. And, you know, people see you and they talk to you. You don't have to go there and talk to anybody, really. You know, they're so warm to you. And I love that about here.
Is it a good soccer town, Pittsburgh?
Potentially. I see a lot of... Again, I look at the Steel Army. Again, big shout out to the Steel Army. I love the Steel Army, to be honest. You could see it's growing in numbers. And they're very passionate. I'm playing against America. And I could see the love. I could feel the love coming from Pittsburgh. That speaks volume, you know? There's people here who are dying to come out and support the movements. You understand? But, you know, people need more and more reasons. And hopefully I'm a part of the reason that we're going to help spark that change. You understand?
Yes. And the Riverhounds, they're playing again Saturday night. Who are they playing again, Ian, with the Riverhounds sitting here?
Wilmington.
The Wilmington, what is it?
Hammerheads.
The Wilmington Hammerheads. Well, I hope you hammer the Hammerheads. Easy for me to say. Riverhounds goalie Ryan Thompson joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. Congratulations on your performance in the Gold Cup, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.